This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 8. We are already in week 8. And if you have not joined the our CBS football pick'em contest, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Go to our Instagram at Fade Route Podcast, hit the link, and join today. Hot competition right now. Foxy's still in the league with 66 points. Second place, only 4 points behind. That's me, Ready, Willing, and Dable, and the house always wins. We're coming, Foxy. We're coming. But let's see how we do this week. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, finally a game worthy of the Thursday night Prime Video. The 4-3 Ravens go into Tampa Bay to take on the 3-4 Buccaneers.
Lots of people out for Baltimore. I'm for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday, so I'm going with Baltimore.
I'm going with Baltimore as well. I don't like what I saw from Tampa Bay. And on a short week, I don't think that they can get right that quickly.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday. God save the king. We're back in London. The 2-5 Broncos and Russell Wilson's airplane workout take on the 2-5 Jacksonville Jags.
I am taking the Jags.
Yeah, not going to be close. Russ is not finishing that game, regardless of what workout
he did. Well, if he even plays, we don't even really know if he's going to play, right?
Yeah, it's starting to get into the eyewash territory with Russ. It really is starting to get into that. And then couple that with the comments from Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman. It really is open season on Russell Wilson right now. And I don't know if it is true, if what they are saying is true, it's kind of hard not to go against him. We're into the 1 o'clock games now. The 2-5 Panthers, the red hot Panthers, winners of one in a row, go into Atlanta to take on the 3-4 Falcons.
In that shit division, I'm taking Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta too. At 4-4, they take the division lead. The 3-4 Chicago Bears go into Jerry World to take on the 5-2 Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas, but I mean, they got to be concerned. I mean, they only put up 24 against that terrible Detroit defense. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, this is what happens. Let's call it what it is.
You brought Dak Prescott back, and this is what you got. I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well, but this is going to be a defensive game. Justin Fields is not great. Dak Prescott is not great. Chicago defense is good. Cowboys defense, middle of the road. They just traded for Jonathan Hankins. They're looking to load up and stop the run. Trayvon Diggs is always lurking. So I can see this as being a real defensive struggle. The 4-3 Dolphins go into Detroit to take on the 1-5 Lions.
Dolphins.
Hey, hey, Mike McDaniel, how many QBs are you going to get killed this weekend? The Dolphins should take this. They should. The Lions are going to put up a fight. The Lions, for their record, does not indicate how hard they play for their coach. They're tough, they're gritty, they're just not talented enough. Dolphins win in a rout. The 3-4 Cardinals at the 5-1 Vikings.
2 weeks to prepare for this game. I gotta go with Minnesota.
Yeah, the Cardinals are nothing special. They're nothing special this year. I mean, Kirk Cousins gives me pause, but he's playing against Kyler Murray, so I'm gonna go with the Vikings. The 2-4 Las Vegas Raiders at the 2-5 New Orleans Saints.
I'm taking Nola.
And Andrew Dalton.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with the Raiders. So as soon as they announced that Andrew Dalton was getting the start, put me on the silver and black. I got this. We're good. The 3-4 New England Patriots go into MetLife to take on the 5-2 Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Taking the Jets.
I am taking the Jets as well.
And that starting their defense too.
Yeah, that defense plays. That defense definitely plays. And New England's got some things to figure out. The Battle of Pennsylvania, the 2-5 Steelers at the 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
Philly.
I'm tempted to take the Steelers just because I want a blemish on the Eagles record so badly. Not this week. Not happening. 7-0. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
We are into the 4 o'clock hour. The 4-2 Titans at the 1-4-1 Houston Texans.
Tennessee.
Tennessee seems to be riding the ship. I'm going to go with them as well. The Carson Wentz Bowl. Too bad he's not playing. The 3-4 Washington Commanders at the 3-3-1 Indianapolis Colts, led by the immortal Sam Ellinger.
Washington. Commies.
Yeah, Commander's going to take this one. I don't see anything to indicate otherwise. It's just Ellinger. Who knows? Too much of a wild card. The 3-4 San Francisco 49ers go into SoFi to take on the 3-3 Los Angeles Rams.
49ers.
I'm taking the Rams. I will take the Rams on this one. A week removed, a week healthier. Aaron Donald, still a beast. It's a tough pick, but I'm going to go with the Rams. The 6-1 Giants go into Lumen Field to take on the 4-3 Seattle Seahawks in the battle of the two most surprising teams in the NFC.
Seahawks. Ah!
Uh-huh. Geno Smith, riding with Geno.
Quarterback.
7-1 Giants. You heard it here first. Have a day, Mr. Barkley. Have a day, Mr. Barkley. The Sunday night special. The 3-4 Green Bay Packers go into Orchard Park and take on the 5-1 Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo, but this is Green Bay Super Bowl here. So this is it.
Last week was the game where they needed to show pride, right? The Commanders are the team that was on the deck. That's the team that you need to beat, and they did not do that. This is a team that Green Bay can't beat. Packers go down, and they go down hard. Bills in a rout. Your Monday night delight, a little trick-or-treat on Halloween. The 4-3 Bengals at the 2-5 Cleveland Browns.
Bengals
pretty darn handily. Trick or treat, a big old trick for Cleveland. Teams on the bye, Chiefs and Chargers. So adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.